What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is the Chris Weir Experience. And today, we're on episode, my lucky number, 26 of The Daily Weirdo. And today, I want to talk about being authentic. One of my goals for 2019 is to be fully and truly authentic with myself and with my audience. And you know, authenticity for leaders is sometimes kind of tough, right? I mean, we generally try to avoid tarnish on our relationships. Employees look to us for answers, not for questions, right? So we're supposed to have all the answers. We're supposed to be right every single time. We're supposed to perform no matter how our employees are performing. We're performing at peak all the time. So there's always this challenge that leaders are faced with to present this image of flawlessness. You know, I've always been a really, really tough leader. I have high expectations of my employees. I demand high output from their work, and we get great results from it. I've had employees come back to me years later and say, "Oh my God, I absolutely hated you. You were an asshole when I worked for you." But when I look in hindsight, I actually grew more as an employee, but more importantly to me, as a person. I believe everything is connected. I used to tell people when I worked in a manufacturing facility, I was a manager for a shift manager at a manufacturing facility. I used to tell them, if you would take the time and the effort and the energy to sweep under the machines instead of trying just to sweep around them, you're going to, when you get home, work harder to spend more time with your family. And I believe that to my core, that everything is connected. Well, about 5 or 6 years ago, I made the mistake of listening to some negativity from a very small group of employees that I had at that time. They started using words like culture, and I should be a servant leader instead of so authoritative. And my mistake was trying to change who I was and the type of leader that I was to cater to a very small group of people, even though I knew in my gut that it was wrong. Even though I knew from what employees of the past had told me, I knew changing was not the right route to go. But I started making those changes, and it ended up biting me. And I think it led to my near burnout in 2017. Why I ended up taking almost a year break from the ad world is I was almost burnt out because I kept trying to change who I was. And, you know, just as important as embracing my strengths, like being a tough leader and being able to lead people with high expectations, just as important as embracing my strength is I need to embrace my weaknesses too and not be afraid to be open about them. Even though I am a leader, I have vulnerabilities, I have weaknesses, and being open to that is being authentic. You know, there's too many people today that are out there, and I get this crap on social media all the time or YouTube. I'm watching a video and the pre-roll ad that pops up is some moron with his cell phone who's just rented a Lamborghini or something for the day and taking a selfie in front of a Lamborghini. Oh, you know, do this and you can be successful. Or the cat that's out on a back balcony of an Airbnb rented on the beach trying to claim that it's his house. Oh, here's the method to do. Malarkey, man. That's all bull crap. You know, it's like the social media firms that were the one person crew or whatever, and they took that free Hootsuite certification. Or it's the person who has a Facebook page, so they must be an expert on marketing, right? Those people get on my nerves so bad. It's one of the biggest frustrations and disappointments that I've had in the marketing industry. Are these people who are coming in saying they're marketing experts and don't know the first thing about marketing. They just had their own Facebook page. It's one of the reasons that I've started my personal brand, the Chris Weir Experience, is to combat all that bull crap that keeps getting thrown at you guys every single day. Look, I'm going to be authentic with you. I don't know the answer to every single question, right? I don't have all the answers. There's so many things that you can do in marketing. I will be upfront and honest with you. I don't know everything about marketing. I'm learning something new every single day. But I do promise you this, you will never come onto the Chris Weir Experience and see me talking about something that I have not personally experienced and learned about. I will never come in here and try to talk to you about building apps. I don't know the first thing about building apps. I don't know anything about it. I know what apps are. I know how they can be used and integrated into a marketing campaign, but I'm not going to try to teach you how to do one. I don't know how to make them. I could Google it and put it on a teleprompter and tell you, but then I'm just faking it. And you know the old saying, fake it till you make it? Well, once you make it, you're fake. So did you ever really make it? I don't believe that to be the case. Be authentic with yourself first. And then you can be truly authentic with your audience because you are being truly who you are. And I hope that for each of you in 2019. Thank you guys so much for watching this content. It would mean the world to me if you'd like, subscribe, and follow me on my different social media channels. And as always, the most important thing for me, though, is that you comment below and let's engage in conversation. Guys, thanks so much, and I'll see you on the next Daily Weirdo.